Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're talking about forcing things that are natural. If you're an investor and you're looking to raise capital, one of the things you need to do is develop a relationship with people who are interested in investing and investing with you. One of the conversations I often have with rookie investors is, who do you know who has money who might be interested in investing? And the conversation usually goes something like this. Well, I know a guy, I've worked with him for many years, and yes, they've got a lot of money, they sold their business, so I'm going to approach that individual. And the first question I ask is, well, do they own any real estate? And sometimes the answer is, well, no, they don't. I say, well, where do they invest? Well, they invest primarily in mutual funds. So I'm scratching my head at that point saying, well, wait a minute. You're going to take somebody who's never invested in real estate, they've only invested in mutual funds, and you're going to take them 180 degrees from where they are today, not only to investing in real estate, but to investing in real estate with you, who's never done it before. That's a very heavy lift. Then I'll ask them, well, have you started talking with them about it? And they'll often say, yeah, we've actually been talking about it for about 6 months. And again, I'm scratching my head saying, what's wrong with this picture? This is not going to work. You're trying to take somebody who is heading south and you're trying to pull them along to go north. You're trying to take them through 180 degrees. It's not going to work. You're trying to convince somebody of something that they don't want to be convinced of. One of the things that I've learned is to never try and convince somebody of anything. There's a very fine line between educating, informing, and convincing. When you go to convincing, you're crossing a line where you're trying to force somebody's thought process, and that's a very dangerous place to get into. You always want to allow people to complete their own thought process. You don't ever want to insert yourself in the middle of their thought process and create some kind of forcing function. So I never try and convince anyone of anything. If there's any element of a relationship or a transaction that feels forced, it's not going to work. Don't do it. A much better scenario might be you encounter somebody or you develop a relationship with somebody who already owns real estate. They may own 3 or 4 two-bedroom condos in the downtown, and it's an okay investment. It's not a great investment, but they already understand the principle, the concept of investing in real estate. What you're going to do instead is you're going to say, well, you understand real estate, you understand the benefits. Why don't you look at this other opportunity over here to the left? It's only 15 degrees away from where you are. It's not 180 degrees away. It's just a little bit off to the left where you're currently investing. I've got a multifamily opportunity that might be a better investment. And if it's a fit for you, that's great. And you know, we can have a deeper conversation. If it's not a fit, that's fine too. The relationship is more important. When you adopt that perspective, you don't seem desperate for money. Remember, desperation is never attractive. I mean, think about it in the context of dating. The more desperate you appear, the more repulsive you are. It's exactly the same in business. You never want to appear desperate, but more importantly, you never want to be desperate. And if you're looking to raise capital, you want to be looking in the right place. My friend Russell Gray from the Real Estate Guys radio show talks about this like fishing for tuna in a freshwater pond. You're not going to find tuna. It's a saltwater fish. They're not going to be in a freshwater pond. So you got to be looking in the right place. If you want a real estate investor, find an investor who's already invested in real estate. By definition, that's what that means. Just because somebody has money doesn't mean that they're going to invest with you. As you think about developing relationships and funding partner relationships, take a very close look at their investing history. They have not invested in real estate, don't expend an awful lot of energy convincing them. You can inform them, you can educate them, and if they're interested, you can have a deeper conversation, but don't expend energy convincing anyone. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.